With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for even radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know, we need them. We need those strategies, don't we?
Boy, do we.
So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose? A radio rehab?
I'm ready today.
I bet you are. Welcome, folks. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, CLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And, you know, one of the things I like, there's a lot that I like about doing this program.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the big things is the variety of stuff we get to talk about.
Sure. Yep.
And the variety of life strategists that we get to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we go to my little Mecca, Barnes & Noble,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, I have my regular sections that I go to. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed lately, I do pass by the YA section and take a look at what's going on there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, and it's amazing to me how many other quote unquote adults, even though I don't think of myself that way.
They're well written and good stories.
They're great stories. And we have a YA author with us today, Haley Krischer, and she's got a new book coming out. It's called You Belong to Me, following up her fantastic previous books, Something Happened to Allie Greenleaf and then The Falling Girls. She also wrote an adult novel, Where Are You, Echo Blue? And, you know, You Belong to Me is kind of a psychological thriller. And I think that's kind of Haley's...
It's a bit of a deep dive, if you will.
Yeah.
And this psychology.
One's a deep dive into the beauty industry.
Right.
And, and with young, you know, young folks and how... Well, I won't go too far. Let's let Haley tell us what, you know, about that. But in addition, you know, Haley... has been very, very successful in her writing. So maybe we can, really kind of ask her some questions about her writing.
I'm excited to hear what she has to offer us
today. What that's all about and how
we can navigate these times.
I think there's a story in all of us, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one or two or three or more. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment to meet Haley Krischer, our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
Catch the rhythm, feel the time.
welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now our life strategist. She is Haley Krischer. She's the author of The Falling Girls, Something Happened to Allie Greenleaf, and the adult fiction book, Where Are You, Echo Blue? She holds a MFA from Lesley University. She's written for the New York Times, LA, The Atlantic, and more. Lives out in New Jersey with her family. Haley Krischer, welcome.
Welcome
to Strategies for Living.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Our pleasure. You've had quite a bit of success, and there's quite a bit of buzz because of that success with the anticipated release of this new book, You Belong to Me. How did this all get started for you?
I've been working as a writer probably since I graduated college, you know, when there were still a lot of daily newspapers or weekly newspapers.
Right.
And in fact, in the 90s, I was working as a columnist for a small paper in New Jersey called the Moncler Times, and which no longer exists, but we used to go to the printing, literally the printing press, the factory where they made the newspapers.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
It was part of our job to go and make sure that everything was looking okay on the press as it was printing. And it seems like just overnight that all changed. And I've been writing for a really long time, and I've seen a lot of changes in the industry, but really so many changes in the journalism world.
Yeah, I wrote a column here locally for our local daily paper, which still exists, not by much, but it's still there.
A couple pages worth.
Listening to you, I mean, sometimes I would go to drop my column off or visit with the publisher, and it would be the time that the press was running, and you'd feel that vibration from down in the basement. There was nothing quite like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the smell either.
Yeah.
You know, the smell when you walk into
smell,
a new,
that's what
the smell. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm remembering. It was such a big, it sort of hit you.
Yeah.
Hearing the vibration of it. And, you know, there's so many people on social media who are, who are doing a great job and creating newsletters and doing their own sort of, work in reporting the news. Mm-hmm. But it's just not quite the same of, there were so many people who were employed that way, in the newspaper business. And it just doesn't really exist anymore except for a couple of the big, newspapers like the Times or the Post. You have to really, it's disappearing. Yeah.
Yeah. And publishing's changing too. Yeah. And I mean, that I indicated the people that I talk to in the book business, talk about the bright spots. And one of those bright spots is young adult, YA. And as I say, when I go into my little corner of Mecca Barnes & Noble here, I see adults like myself in the YA section because there's some good stuff there.
I think that there's a couple of things going on there. One, that I think young adult material is probably a little bit more digestible, and so you can kind of read something within, a day or two or a couple of hours. And I think that that's helpful to a lot of people who just feel so busy and they want to read, but they can't sort of get the time in for something that's bigger, maybe. And I think that there's also the diversity in the young adult world, you really can't beat that anywhere.
Yeah.
There's just so many voices of, you know, people of color and in the queer space. And, you know, there's just so many people represented. So I think that it's, you know, and that's because, you know, it follows sort of what teens want and how teens feel. And, and so I think that that really, that makes it a, you know, an area where people are fascinated by, because there's new stuff that you're like, oh, I didn't know that this kind of story existed.
Right.
You know, and I think that fantasy as well is a big, you know, fantasy and dystopian topics are also a big YA draw. And I think people want to get out of the space that we're in and would like to have a little bit of something that, you know, that's not real, that feels not real to read and get into a different world.
And yet you tend to write about things that are very real. I mean, you came out, you came out with Something Happened to Allie Greenleaf. And as a therapist, you know, the book is kind of a haunting novel about sexual assault and also friendship. But man, there's a lot packed in there. And I'm just wondering, do you sit there? Does this stuff, does it just come to you, or do you think, does it percolate for a while? Haley, how does it come
how
to
do
be?
Your stories come.
Yeah.
Come
how
to
do you,
life.
How do you create something like Something Happened to Allie Greenleaf?
Well, Something Happened to Allie Greenleaf actually started as a short story that I wrote in college. And so, it was one of those things. It also like kind of began because of a news story. And I, because I'm a journalist, I'm fascinated by news stories. And so then I sort of turn, I kind of, well, all my big books are a little bit ripped from the headlines just because that's what interests me. Because I like delving into the psychology of real life situations. And so if I read an article and say, oh, okay, this is, you know, fascinating, I'm curious and about diving into that. And so for Something Happened to Allie Greenleaf, there was an infamous story that happened in Glen Ridge, New Jersey, which actually happens to be the town that I live in now. But at the time, I lived a couple of towns away, and it was 1989, and a girl was sexually assaulted by a number of football players. And it was a really big story, and, you know, I was 18 when it happened, and I remember part of the story was that one of the assaulter's friends, a female friend, tried to befriend the victim, so to get her to change her story.
Wow.
And I think that's the kind of thing that once you hear that, especially when you're a teenager, it just doesn't leave your mind. And also just the shocking nature of the whole thing, and that there were a lot of people in the town that tried to cover it up until, you know, most of the town was, you know, said, okay, this is not acceptable. It's not just boys will be boys, you know, this is terrible. And so I think that I just kept working on that story and working on it and writing it, and it just turned into a novel.
It was your debut novel. Were you prepared for the success that came with it?
You know, I was really surprised, actually, but I think that after the Kavanaugh trial, as in Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court justice, I think that's really when I got the book deal, because I think that sexual assault in YA books, it was so rarely talked about. There's one book that everybody goes to, which is Speak by Laurie Halse Anderson, which is an award-winning book. And book and banned in many places, but it's a phenomenal book. But I think that the industry people were probably a little hesitant, to put out another YA book like that. But I think once the Brett Kavanaugh trial came out, at least we had, my agent had a number of offers, because I think people were like, okay, this is, people are ready to talk about this after Me Too happened.
Yeah.
I've been still constantly surprised by how many people have reached out to me personally about how that book has affected them. And I'm glad that they've had a book, you know, whether it's a teenager or an adult, because it's both. My books tend to be crossovers.
Yeah.
I've been really touched, and I'm glad that they've been able to find a space where they feel heard, because that's what books do for us.
Absolutely. They stretch us. They make us think.
They give us a place in the world and less alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. They make you feel less alone. Exactly.
Because we can see our
that
story
book came out.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just said, because we could see our story in it. So go ahead.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I was just going to say that the book came out during the pandemic, so that was a little challenging, but I was just grateful that my family was okay. In New Jersey, we had, we were greatly affected by that. So,
We are learning a great deal today from our life strategist. Don't know if you've ever been a life strategist before, Haley, but you are now. You deserve to be a long time ago, but your own strategy.
Better late than never.
That's right. Your own strategies for a living. So you are a life strategist. Haley Krischer, her new book, it's been anticipated for a while. It comes out
next week.
Very soon. Yeah. You Belong to Me. We're talking about it today, and Haley and her work as well here on Strategies for Living. We've got much more to learn, much more to come. So stay right where you are. Don't go away. More Strategies for Living with Haley Krischer to come today. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends, because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away.
looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for leaving radio. The dose of radio rehab. Strategies for leaving radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, our life strategist today, the author of You Belong to Me. It's coming out, within the next week or so. Haley Krischer is our life strategist. And let's see, how can we, I don't want to say too much, but let's see. We've got Frances Bean, and Frances was content living life on the perimeter. Until she gets paired up, and this happens in a class project, and she gets paired up with the rich and popular Julia, who just happens to be the daughter of famous wellness guru Dina Patterson, and the magic skincare products, healing sound baths, and extravagant parties of Dina's company. That company is called Deep. Didn't really interest Frances before because she's kind of goth and she's kind of wears that badge of the goth outcast, right?
Right.
And also a bookworm.
Yes.
Yeah. And she wears that badge proudly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she had a crush on you.
Yeah. And that's been going on for years. So Haley, you're not going to yell at us too much. We hadn't given too much away yet, have we?
No, you did a great job.
Okay. So, all right. So,
Can I start? I have a quick question just to start us off.
Yeah.
Because the book's title, You Belong to Me, right? It already kind of suggests your themes of kind of identity and longing and possession. And so my question is, what does belonging mean to the characters in the book? And what do you think it means? What do you think it means in today's world, especially for young people?
Oh, that's such a good question. And this is a very common theme just among teenagers.
Yes.
Ask any teenager through history. And I think even the kids who are the quote unquote popular kids feel that they don't entirely belong, because that's what that time of your life is about. It's about exploring who you are, exploring your identity away from your parents. Mm-hmm. It's about trying to understand who you are and what you want in life. And I think what happens to Bean is that she gets just very confused because the messaging is so intense when it comes to this wellness company. Mm-hmm. She's very close with her friends. But she goes to this very elitist school. Her mother is a teacher there. She wouldn't have been able to afford to go there if her mother hadn't been a teacher. Mm-hmm. And she feels like she's going to have to go to like an inexpensive school compared to all of her friends who can afford to go to a private school, right, college. And so there's, you know, on top of it, she and her friends are already sort of the outcasts of the school. Not that the friends seem to mind, but she seems to. Mm-hmm. And so I think she's sort of looking for this place where she can carve out her own identity away from her mom, away from her friends. And she also had an alcoholic father. Mm-hmm. And I think that the pressure of that, you know, she really wanted to step away from that and to have people see her in a different light. And so it was sort of like this perfect storm when she realized Julia has a crush on her while they're doing this project around Jane Eyre, the book. And then she gets invited to this glamorous Deep party, and she's supposed to wear white, and everyone's using this, you know, these incredible products, and there's these fancy turmeric shots, and you know, Julia's mother has a spa in her basement. You know, I think Bean just gets completely swept away by all that. And she's fascinated. And so I think she falls for Julia quickly, but she falls for the world just as quickly.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got a little bit of everything in here. We've got class, we've got power, we've got this
trauma,
we've got yearning to be seen and accepted, and all while navigating our, I mean, the reality is we live, all of us, in an image-obsessed world, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
And I think especially for kids today.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say, especially more so with kids today because of social media. It's like when I was younger, you know, we had magazines and that was problematic too, because it was constantly the messaging that you're not enough and you could never be good enough because you have to sort of live up to these, you know, these models or you know, the way people look in movies, but now, but at least you could close the magazine or turn off the television or walk out of the movie. But today, you know, our kids, they are constantly bombarded with images, literally nonstop. And which is why, you know, Instagram, you know, the studies that they've shown is, you know, that Instagram and TikTok, all of these places that have, you know, are constantly bombarding girls, especially girls, with images that they're finding. Girls have more anxiety than they ever have had before. And it's affecting boys too, but it's this idea that that you need more products, or you need to have glassy skin. That's the new, that's the new term, glassy skin. Or that you're somehow need to start using anti-aging products when you're 13, which is completely insane. But dermatologists happening. Have said, it's actually happening. And dermatologists are really saying, like, okay, look, this is not actually good for your skin. This is bad for your skin for if you're a kid.
Right.
You know, you don't need these kinds of products. You don't need these, you know, intense ingredients. You really need to keep it simple. But that is not what these kids want.
Right.
What conversations do you hope this story sparks about the pressures of image and influence, self-worth?
Well, I think that it's not just our kids who are influenced. I think it's us too.
Sure.
And so I think that, I mean, I know I am. If I'm on TikTok in the middle of the night and somebody is selling me this, you know, probiotic drink that is going to cure all my stomach issues, I'm like, click, I'll buy that. Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I mean, afterwards, I think, okay, maybe this is not going to cure all my issues. Okay, fine, I'll try it.
Yeah.
But I'm an adult.
Right.
I could say that. I'm not getting sucked into a subscription. I'm not saying, oh, putting all of my eggs in one basket. But I think it's the kind of conversation that it's okay to say that to your kids. It's okay to say that to younger people, that these marketing tactics work. Mm-hmm. And they work on all of us. It's not just, you know, it's not just because you're young.
Yeah. No, because it, at some level they work on us through fear, don't they? I mean, you're going to miss out if you don't, you know, fill in the blank of whatever they want you to do. Buy this, buy that, subscribe to this, subscribe to that.
Right. And because the wellness industry is so enormous, and it's a $480 million industry, and it's supposed to hit $9 trillion by 2028.
Wow.
You know, and so every year, 15 to 16 year olds are spending more and more on beauty than they were the year before.
When you go and you write a novel like this, how much research do you like on the wellness industry? Obviously you did your due diligence. How much do you dive into it?
I get really, I love research. I think research is probably my favorite part of writing, because I'm just fascinated by the topic. Mm-hmm. And then I have to create the world around this topic that I'm interested in.
Right.
But for this book, I really dove into cults and cult tactics and how sort of the beauty and wellness industry use a lot of those kinds of cult tactics for the marketing.
Did that surprise you? Did that shock or surprise you?
I mean, I always knew it, but I didn't realize how close it is. I didn't realize, especially with social media and especially with the celebrity wellness companies. I think the celebrity wellness companies tend to be the most problematic because they already have somebody a face behind them that is sort of the quote unquote authoritarian, or, you know, you don't want to have any critical inquiry or questions for the celebrity because they already are sort of someone you kind of trust to begin with. And so if someone is, you know, a celebrity has a wellness product, you're like, oh, that you like, you think, okay, if they like it, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Or a hair product. You know, this could be with literally anything. And they might not be intentionally trying to harm you. Mm-hmm. But they certainly are trying to reel you in. They want you to buy their product.
Right.
Sure.
And so, I think it definitely surprised me on how close those marketing tactics are, you know? Yeah. Mm.
A lot to take in here. We gotta take a break. The heart of this book is also romance. It's a pretty tender but intense romance. When we come back, can we get into that a little bit, Haley?
Absolutely.
The book that everybody is anticipating from Haley Krischer, it's coming out soon. It's You Belong to Me. You'll be able to find it at your favorite bookseller. You can even pre-order it right now. And beauty conceals the darkest secrets. Mm-hmm. Haley's giving us some of them, uncovering a few of them today for us here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. More to come. Stay here.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategy.
welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and our life strategist today, Haley Krischer. She is the author of a number of books. Where Are You, Echo Blue, and The Falling Girls, and Something Happened to Allie Greenleaf. And now everybody's anticipating You Belong to Me. And you can pre-order it wherever you buy books, and I hope you will. So, Haley, you've got kind of at the heart of the story this pretty intense but tender relationship. How important was it for you to write a queer relationship with both emotional truth and complexity too?
Yeah, it was really important because I, in my other books, I've always written about female relationships that are platonic, and maybe some of them that kind of border on something else. I think I'm always just fascinated by how women interact with each other and, you know, especially young people, and how complex and intense relationships, female relationships can be, when you're young. And so my last YA book, The Falling Girls, was about a sort of a friendship breakup between this one girl and her best friend. And I really just delved in, you know, deeply into that whole story. And after that, a number of people asked me if I was going to be writing a sapphic book next, or, you know, that I should write a sapphic book next, just because the relationships, you know, are between women, or, you know, friendship can be love, love can be friendship. And I think that there was just a lot of beauty there that I just wanted to sort of uncover, because, you know, in the book, Frances Bean, when she meets Julia, it's not just romance that she sees. She really looks at her and looks at her world and wants that for herself.
Yeah.
So it's not just that she's the story is that the two girls are already out. So it's not a coming out story. They're already gay. So I really just was exploring how these two girls admired each other, because in turn, Julia, sort of the rich, popular girl, the wellness guru's daughter, she admired Julia just as much.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
for different reasons. And so I just wanted to, it was interesting to me to explore that.
From a psychological perspective, there's a lot here, including trauma. And so how do both trauma and the emotional vulnerability of a young, you know, a young person, adolescence, how does that shape the choices that Bean makes, that Frances makes?
She does have a difficult background, and she, you know, she has her father was an alcoholic and he died from that. And I think that there's a lot of unresolved grief for her. And I think because of that, she sort of is looking for answers desperately. And I think that the wellness company offers her a lot of those sort of grounded feelings that she might not have otherwise. And so I think, you know, I think when you're talking about trauma and when you're talking about cults, you know, I think they go hand in hand.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, because of the psychological complexity and the kind of people who are looking for someone to lead them, especially when they're looking, you know, for a place where they can fit in or belong to.
Yeah.
And then everyone around them looks so happy. No one's complaining. Everyone's wearing white and everything seems so clean and beautiful. And and how could why would you want to reject that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Haley, I would recommend if you're a teacher listening, mm-hmm. if you're a parent listening, if you're a therapist listening, and you work with young people, I would say, hey, you may want to read this book, You Belong to Me.
Yeah.
If that were to happen, if a parent, if an educator or a therapist reads your book, what conversation would you hope that it sparks within themselves and with their teens?
Yeah, well, I think one of the main things that to me that really came out of the book, just for myself, was that victimizers can be victims as well. Mm-hmm. And I think I, you know, I sort of have always been fascinated by the Manson family cult for that reason. And I'm not talking about him. He doesn't fascinate me at all, but the women who followed him and did his murdering him.
His bidding,
You know, because they were young and they were vulnerable and they were deeply manipulated by this man. And so I think, you know, yes, you could stick wellness in there. You could stick beauty in there as well. But I think just in general, I think it's very easy to sort of betray yourself and say, okay, I need to listen to what, you know, this person is telling me because I trust everything that this person says. And I don't want to give any spoilers away, but to me, that's really the core of the book, that about trusting yourself and trusting your instincts. And usually if you feel like something is wrong, that it probably is.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, very hard. That's something that we learn with age, you know, and, you know, some younger kids have that feeling, but they don't always listen to it.
Right.
And that's their brains aren't developed as, you know, fully developed. And, you know, that's what experience teaches us. But I think that that would be a good start to sort of those kinds of conversations that, people who do bad, very bad things, you know, have their own background as well. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean I'm excusing murder or anything like to be very clear.
No,
but, I don't hear that. It's an explanation.
Yeah. And it's a reality. Yeah. So it's something that,
we're all human.
It's a human reality. So it's something that needs to be explored, and you can explore that more. You can continue the conversation we're starting today with, Haley Krischer. And one of the ways you can do it is by reading her books, the new one just coming out, You Belong to Me. You can pre-order it, and you can look forward to it. A lot of people are. Haley Krischer, today, our life strategist here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Stay here. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Haley Krischer, our life strategist today, the author of You Belong to Me. That is her much anticipated new book, just about to come out. Haley, you are a great life strategist. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that before. But you
No, they haven't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now you have been told that. What do you want to leave us with today? What do you want folks who have been listening to us about your work and about this new book? What do you really want to stay with the audience?
Well, I want to say that I love the wellness industry, and so I just want that to be really clear. But I think that we all need to have our eyes open for how unregulated this industry is and how there can be so many bad actors in it. And so I think it's really important to, you know, keep your eyes open and, you know, it's not easy to pick and choose from these places and know when you're being scammed. But I think you have to be able to sort of do a little bit of research and also trust yourself.
Mm. Yeah. Kind of old President Reagan used to say, trust, but verify. maybe that's not such bad, you know, advice for us for anything, you know.
Dealing
with the Russians or with the
beauty
wellness
industry.
And beauty industry.
Yeah.
Trust
yes.
but verify. Haley, thank you so much for the work you do. Thank you for being a great life strategist for us here on Strategies for Living.
Oh, thank you both. I really appreciate it.
Folks, go get the book. Order it, pre-order it. You Belong to Me, Haley Krischer. Thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Haley Krischer and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.